Checking on down on the farm, extension agents down in Seminole County, Georgia, said the lesser cornstalk borers are still with them. Irrigation is helping control them, but some of the dryland peanuts look terrible because they've missed rains and pressure from lessers. They said they're really in a worse lesser pressure than they've ever seen. The lesser cornstalk borers will infest areas, especially where dryland peanuts are located. Rain has been sporadic in the southwest corner of Georgia and spotty. He said, I can take you to fields that won't do well, but yet 2 or 3 miles down the road, rain amounts have been good, and the dryland peanuts will be okay. Spider mites are also showing up. They're probably 2 weeks away from digging in the southwest corner of Georgia. Recently, we reported that the exports were down about 11% from last year, but some of our leaders pointed out that year-to-date, export numbers are very good because this is a record year last year, and we're almost there again. The sales to Europe is at 95,000 metric tons versus 23,000 2 years ago. In 2013, they were at 93,000 metric tons. That means the U.S. market is growing their export market on peanuts at a rapid rate. Sales to Canada and Japan are flat, but we have a Japanese team coming to visit the peanut belt during September. One prominent broker said he predicts the U.S. will export 500,000 tons this year, a near record amount of exports. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.